Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome once again to Winning Every Day Podcast, the place where your day begins with strength, faith, and hope in Christ. I'm so glad you're tuned in today, wherever you're listening from. Maybe on your way to work, at home, or during your morning jog. I want you to know you're in the right place, and I believe God has something special for you today. Our devotional topic for today is Love Your Neighbor, Reflect Christ's Heart. And our Bible text is from Mark chapter 12, verse 31, which says, The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Let me share a story that really touched me. In his book, Everybody, Always, author Bob Goff tells how he chose to practically love his neighbor, quite literally. He once noticed that his neighbor's yard was falling apart, and instead of just offering sympathy, he picked up his tools and began helping out. Over time, that act of kindness turned into a friendship, and through that simple gesture, hearts were opened to Christ's love in ways that words alone could not achieve. Friends, isn't that powerful? A simple act of love can break down walls, heal wounds, and open doors for Christ to shine. Jesus was very clear when he said in the book Mark chapter 12, verse 30 to 31, that the greatest commandments are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. But here's the big question for us today. Who is your neighbor? Is it just the person who lives next door? Or is it that colleague who rubs you the wrong way? Maybe it's that stranger you meet at the bus stop or even the person who hurt you in the past. When we love our neighbors, we are not just being kind. We are reflecting Christ's very heart. Remember Jesus' story of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10? The real neighbor was the one who showed mercy, compassion, and care. So, let me ask you, how easy is it for you to love someone who doesn't love you back? It's not easy, is it? But here's the encouragement. God doesn't ask us to do this in our own strength. Romans 5 verse 5 reminds us that God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. That means you already have the capacity to love because His Spirit lives inside you. Take a moment and think. Is there someone in your life who needs to experience the love of Christ through you today? Don't be discouraged if loving them feels impossible. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, you can love even the unlovable because His strength is your supply. Here's your action point for today. Do one intentional act of kindness to someone around you, a neighbor, a colleague, a family member, or even a stranger. It could be a kind word, a helping hand, or even a simple smile. Let Christ's heart of love flow through you. As you go today, say this with me. Today, I choose to love my neighbor as myself. I am a carrier of Christ's love. Wherever I go, I shine His light. I am patient, I am kind, and I am filled with God's love. I reflect Christ's heart in my words, my actions, and my thoughts. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us today of the power of love. We ask today that you teach us to love our neighbors as ourselves, not just in words but in action. Strengthen us by your Spirit to show kindness even when it's hard, and let our lives reflect the heart of Christ everywhere we go. I commit every listener's day into your hands. Go before them, bless the works of their hands, and let love open new doors of favor and peace for them today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for tuning in today to the Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message has blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, a colleague, or a loved one. Let's spread God's word together and make love the language of our world. Until next time, go and win with Jesus.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.